dira. Therefore, you're allowed to carry on top of the ship all around. You're not allowed to carry more than dal damas on top of the ship. Why? According to Shmuel, the reason why you have mechitzas on top of the gag, on top of the deck, on top of the ship, is not because you want to live there. It's still a makam open, it's not a makam tznua. You only have the mechitzas there to keep the water away. That's called havriach mayim, to keep the water away, not to come into the ship. But it's not considered like the mechitzas are made for dira. Therefore, since the ship is wider than 70 by 70, so the mechitzas are not hooked for dira, it's also to carry more than the adams. Omalei Rav Chia bar Yosef l'Shmuel. So Rav Chia bar Yosef is Shmuel. Hilchos ha-kavosech or Hilchos ha-karav. Who do we paskin like? Do we paskin like you? Or do we paskin like Rav? Omalei, he answers back, Hilchos ha-karav. I'm also asking, Dikwa din should be like Rav, that these mechitzas are called hukuf l'dira. Therefore, you are allowed to carry on top of the ship, even though the ship is wider than 70 yamas by 70 yamas. Omer Rav Gidl, Omer Rav Chia bar Yosef. Rav himself is Moida, Shim Kofo Apia. If you turn the ship upside down, Shem Metautlam Bo Elabar Bamas, then you're not allowed to carry in these Mechitzis more than Dal Damas. Then it's not called Hook of the Dira. And we're talking about again where the Mechitzis are wider than 70 Yamas by 70 Yamas. Sigmoris says, Lamai, why did they turn it over? Ilay Malodotachte, if they wanted to now make the ship into a house like you want to live there, so you turn the ship upside down, so the mechitzas now are real good mechitzas that you want to live inside them. Why is it different than a regular gag? That we have mechitzas there, and it's called hukafadira. Here also, you want to live now underneath the ship. So that was called hukafadira, but it should be mutter according to Rav. And the Gemara Ella Shekafu Lezufta. We're talking about they turn the ship upside down for repairs. They want to like tar it down right now, put tar on the ship. So right now, like Rashi says, Shebito mechitzoisel mitaris dira. Right now, you're not going to live inside the ship. The enam amudas kol zman tfiyosa lo ledirus ma'alim v'lo ledirus matan. Now that the ship is turned upside down, it's not for the purpose of living underneath it. It's not for the purpose of living on top of it. Ve'vikomod bi'alma, it's like a regular platform. V'chi amrit v'hu good asik, hevi hek ev yoysim v'beis asayim, shlohukka v'dira v'karmelusi. Even though you have mechitzas there as good asik, but since it's not made to live either on top or on bottom, therefore it lies like a karfif yosim beisusayim that's also to metalto more than dal damas. And for this, even Rav is moide. Yeah. So the Gemara, Ravashi master lo asvina. Ravashi learns Rashi lohod the Rav Chia Rav Yosef achsa. No, so far we have that the machlekas Rav and Shmuel is talking about an asvina. For Rav Achob read the Rova Master Lo Achsadra. He learned his din, not talking about a svina, but he learned his last din of Rav Chia Rav Yosef that he said Moed the Rav is not talking about a svina, but it's talking about an achsadra. An achsadra means an open porch. The Yitma, we learned like this: Achsadra bebika. If you have an open porch, the way Rashi learns, there are no mechitzas at all. It just like has four different poles coming down on the four sides. And on top you have like a roof, the beam going straight across from one amud, from one pillar to another pillar. And on top you have a roof. But on the four sides there's no mechitzas at all. Now it's in the middle of a bika, in the middle of an open valley. That the valley itself is a karmelus. So Rav Amar Rav says, Mutla Tautla Bakula. You should know inside this porch right now you are allowed to carry. We'll soon see the reason why. Even though there are no mechitzas, and the kura is open completely to the valley, which is called a karmelus, still, you're allowed to carry underneath this porch. Shmuel says no. The porch has a din like a karmelus now, since it's open completely to the karmelus of the bika, you can't carry more than the aldamas. So more so like this. Rav Amar mutla talta bekula. Rav holds you're allowed to carry underneath this porch. Amrinon the svaris we say pitikra yerid v'saisim. We say true there are no real mechitzas here, but since on top you have a roof. You have beams going across from one pillar, from one yisoid, from one pillar to another pillar. So those beams are wider than four tvachim. We say pitikra. We say the end of it, the peg comes down, so we look as if there are four mechitzas here. Therefore, you're allowed to carry underneath this porch, it's considered there are four mechitzas all around it. This is Rav Shita, and the way Rashi learns pshat, that even on all four sides, still we say pitikra yorg v'soysim. Tosis argues, and Tosis says no, and Achsad we usually have three mechitzis, and it's only Yishala on the fourth side you say Pitiku Yer Besoysin. Rashi learns here, no, even on four sides it's open, and you say Pitikra to make four mechitzis. Shmuel Lama, Shmuel says, Ein metaltlim bo ela barma. Barba. Shmuel says, no, you can't carry more than four amas here. Why? Lo yamrina pitikra v'yor v'saisim. Shmuel holds in such a case where all four sides are open, you don't say pitikra v'yor v'saisim. Therefore, you don't have mechitzis here, and this porch is open completely to the bikkur, to the karmelis. Therefore, inside the porch is also considered like a karmelis, that you can't carry more than dalid amas. Yeah, the way Rashi, let's see Rashi. Rashi says, the Bika is an open valley, it's called the Karmelis. Now the Asad Rizu Rashi learns Prutza Midalad Ruchasir. It's open on all four wall sides. The Oymed Kiruya Adalad Yesedis. On top there's a beam going across. The Noisnan Dalad Karus Miyasid Liyasid. From one a pillow to another pillow, we put beams straight across. The Aleya Misadrin Hanasorum. On top of these are four beams, you make the rest of the roof. The Yasin HaKairis Kori Pitikra. Now these four beams that go straight across from one side to the other side, make like a framework or the roof, on that we say Pitikra. Vaidin Noka Dika Mishun Debir Stam Achsadris Nuchal Hekiv Beis Bayes Echotz Avika Mechitzachas Oishtayim Moide Shmuel Hosim the Metalto Kamrin Lekamon. As the Rashi learns, it's Bedafka Machloikis here that there are no walls at all. Then Rav says, still we say Pitikra on all four sides? And Shmuel says, no, in such a case, we ask him on to... Yeah, and Shmuel says no. In a case like here, where we have to say Pitikra on all four sides, then we don't say Pitikra, and therefore it's also to carry underneath the porch. Yeah, now in Marasakasha, the Rav, Alibu de Rabbi Meir, Rav Shita, according to Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah, that he holds the Gagin Hashovin, if you have the roofs, that they're at equal level, you're allowed to carry from one roof to another roof. And according to Rav before we had, that according to Rav Meir, you're allowed to carry all around the roof. Not only Dal Damas like Shmuel said, but according to Rav, you're allowed to carry completely all around the roofs. Is letalto migag lechotzer? Why, according to Rav Meir, can't you carry from a roof into a chotzer? Like, what should be wrong? They're both like a Rishus HaYochid. Either belong to different people, but Rav Meir does not from that svara since they belong to two different people is different. Because Rav Meir says, from one roof to another roof, you are allowed to carry. So we see, even though it belongs to different people, but since it's not called the dira, that people live there, you're allowed to carry from one roof to another roof. So watching, can't you carry from a roof to a chotzer? And for the Gemara, Gzeira Mishon Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, that really it should be mutter, but like we had before, his gzeir is, according to Rav Meir, you're not allowed to carry any time from one Rishus to another Rishus that's 10 Tfachim higher. Because as a gzeira, maybe in the middle of Rishus Arabim, you'll pick up an apple and put it down on top of a platform that's Yud Tfachim high, Rochav Dalad by Dalad, which is called the Rishus HaYochid. So his gzeir is that at no point, even in your own backyard, if you have a complete Rishus HaYochid, and in the middle of Rishus HaYochid, you have an omud, a platform there, that's Yud Tfachim high, you're not allowed to pick up from the floor and put some down on the platform. That's Rabbi Yitzchak Rav Avdimi's Gzeirah, that according to Rav Meir, you're never allowed to pick up anything from one Rishus to another thing that's higher, Yud Tfachim. That's why Rav Meir says in our Mishnah, you can't carry from one roof to another roof if the second roof is higher, Yud Tfachim, or lower, Yud Tfachim. Because you have this Gzeirah, maybe you come to carry in the Rishus HaRabim from the floor and put it down on an Omud, which is a Rishus HaYochid. So because of that gezerah, you can never carry from a roof into a chotzer. Because the roof is always 10 tefachim high, and the chotzer is lower, it's also to carry from something higher to something lower. For the Gemara, another kasha now. Ushmuel alibu de Rabbonin. Now Shmuel shita, according to Rabbonin, is the chur in etalta migag lekarfif. That Shmuel says, according to Rabbonin, if the top of the roof is more than the base of Sayim, you're not allowed to carry there more than dal damis. So Kumta says the top of the roof has a din like a karmelis. So according to Shmuel, why can't you carry from Nitalta Migag Lekarfif? Why can't you carry from the Gag into the Karfif? They both have the same halacha, the chur like a karmelis. A karfif also in the case where it's more than a base of sayin. It should be more to carry, even according to the Chachamim. And the kashrut, like we'll soon see later, we say chloritz oser, according to Chachamim. So according to Shmuel, why is it awesome? And for the Gemara, Omar Rova Bar Ulog Zera Shema Yivchais Agag. We're afraid maybe the gag, the roof, like will cave in, and even on the bottom of the house also they make it smaller. So therefore the roof now will become less than the base of sign, will be less than 70 yamas or 70 yamas. Now in the case where the roof is less than 70 yamas, it's mamash called Rishus Yochadin. Because Shmuel is moida, we say good asset, the mechitzas do go up. It's only yichsaron if the area on top of the roof is more than a base of sayim, it has a din like a karmel she can carry. But here we should be afraid maybe the roof will become less than a base of sayim. Then it's mamash rishus yochid, and still you come to carry into the karfev, which is a karmelus. So therefore there's a gzera you can never carry from a roof, even though right now it is more than a base of sayim, into the karfev, which is also more than a base of sayim. Even though really they're both a karmelus, so the carry bays and bays amish should be mutter. So there's a gzera, maybe the roof will come into Rishus Yochid. Fred Gemara, Yochid, you have such a gzera. If so, mi karfif le karfif nami lo yitautel. You shouldn't be allowed to carry from one karfif, from one open park, which is more than a base of sayin, into another open park, which is more than a base of sayin. Even though they both have a dinak a karmelis, so lechur, you are allowed to carry bays amish and bays amish, because in a karmelis you are allowed to carry dalad amish. Still, one will make a gzeirom, Dilma Mivchis, V'yosel Tetulei. Maybe one park will become less than a base of Sayim. It'll be a real Rishus HaYochid, and still you come to carry from this park into the next park, which will buy Bosa. One will make the gzeirom there by parks also. V'yosel Tetulei, Efti Gemara, Hosa Mi Mivchis Minkerelei. Buy a park where you have the Mechitzas, real Mechitzas going up. If the Mechitzas become smaller in a base of Sayim, we'll be able to recognize it. You'll see the Mechitzas became smaller, because they're real Mechitzas that you see them. So Kol Zaman, right now the Mechitzas are wider than the base of Sayim. We're allowed to carry from one Karfif to another Karfif. And we don't make any Xeris, maybe become smaller. Mashenken Hocho, Imivches Le Minkere Milsa. Here we're talking about the roof. The roof, we say now, has no real Mechitzas. It's only a lumdish mechitz of good asik. We say that the walls of the house continue to go up. But Lamaisa, since you don't see the walls on top, it's only a lumdish din of good asik. Since we don't see the mechitzes, there, even if the mechitzes get smaller, it's not minker, you won't be able to realize, you won't be able to see it. So since you won't be able to tell it so fast, here we make the gzeirim, that if you come to carry from the top of one roof into a karfeif, that maybe even though right now the roof is wider than a base, then a base of sayim, it's wider than 70 yamas by 70 yamas. That right now it has a din like a karmelis, according to Shmuel. Still, we make a gzera, you can't carry from this karmelis to another karmelis, because maybe the roof will like cave in a little bit, and you won't realize it. And you won't be able to tell that now on top of the roof there's less than a base of sayim, it's a real Rishus HaYochid, and you still come to carry into the karfif. Therefore, the Rabbanu make a gzera, you can never carry from a roof into a karfif. That's pshat, according to Chachamim, Alibu de Shmuel. Yeah. So the Gemara, Omer Rav Yehuda, Kishatim Tzolayim, if you would want to tell me, the Divrei Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah, is Gagin Rishus Liatzman, that he holds you're allowed to carry from one roof to another roof if they're equal level, is the pshat is all roofs have one shame. Even though they belong to different people, so what? Since you don't live on top of the roof, it's not called a Mokim Yuchid, and you're allowed to carry from one roof into another roof. All chotzers, all front yards, you're allowed to carry from one front yard to another front yard, even though it belongs to different people, and you didn't make an eruv chatzeris together, but chatzerim are considered one rishus. So if you have a keli, if you have a chair that started out in the beginning of Shabbos in the chotzer, you're allowed to carry it from one chotzer to another chotzer, providing the both are rishus yochid, they both have mechitzas around them. It's not called the shini rishus from one chotzer to another chotzer. And who would then I tell you, Carfifa is